And the Democratic National Convention is still ongoing in Philadelphia. Day one was yesterday. Day two is today. Bill Clinton scheduled to speak tonight. A lot more highlights in the next couple of days to come. A lot of Orange County folks up in Philadelphia for the convention, representing both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. We're joined now on the phone by a Bernie Sanders delegate, Jeff DeLuca. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
And give us a sense of how it's going. I know a lot of us were listening on the radio or watching on TV, but you were actually in the Wells Fargo Center last night for all of the excitement yesterday. So how's it going in there?
It's going great. We had a bit of a rowdy start, as has been reported. But the Sanders delegation has really brought a lot of energy toward moving the party in a more progressive direction and, you know, making sure that we have accountability, that the promises that have been made are going to be preserved. So I think you saw a display of that. But as the night went on, I just felt the sense of unity growing. There were two states in particular that had continued to have a pretty rowdy and at times, I can think, a very disrespectful delegation. But the vast majority of us were cheering as loud as anybody else when we saw Cory Booker up there, Elizabeth Warren, particularly Michelle Obama, just absolutely electrified the room. And then to hear from Senator Sanders and to hear that full-throated endorsement was a really good moment for a lot of us. Somewhat disappointing for us too, but. It was a celebration of what we accomplished.
And I want to talk about the Bernie supporters and Bernie Sanders' speech as well. But Michelle Obama's speech last night was incredible. Any other particular highlights for you in the building?
You know, hearing from I'm trying to remember her name. I believe her name was Kara Ortiz, the 11-year-old child of undocumented parents in Nevada. What was amazing about just the lineup of speakers in general last night. Was how much it actually represented America and who and which communities are at risk under a Donald Trump presidency and centering their voices in the discussion, which I think is very important, particularly to us on the more progressive end of the spectrum of the party, to see the Clinton campaign really driving that home. And it's gonna bring a lot of us continually into the fold.
Speaking with Jeff DeLuca, who's a Sanders delegate from Orange County. A lot of you listening out there know him already. And Jeff, you're a Sanders supporter. You're supporting Hillary Clinton, I know, in the general election in November. Talk about the other Sanders supporters, especially you mentioned a couple of states where there's still a little bit of discontent. Obviously, California is one. Is the other one Michigan?
I actually noticed, maybe just because they were closer to me, but Washington State.
Washington, yeah.
And, I think for a lot of folks, I've been a supporter and have had knowledge of Bernie Sanders for over a decade, but I've also been an active Democrat for a very long time. Bernie activated a lot of new people who are getting involved in the Democratic Party for the first time. Many of them may have been registering as Democrats for the first time. And a lot of folks, I think, have never lost an election before, really put themselves into something and had it come up short. It's a grieving process. I had to learn it. And it's important, I think, that we be sympathetic to that, and that we listen to these folks, and do what we can to bring them to the fold, because there's just too much at stake. And I really believe that there's nothing in a Donald Trump presidency that will bring us anywhere closer to the goals of the political revolution.
And Bernie Sanders, so popular during the primary run, I think he did a really good job using that leverage to move the party to the left in terms of riding the platform, did a lot of things to pull the party to the left on issues like the TPP and jobs and the minimum wage. And I think is doing a good job of pulling Hillary Clinton to the left on some of those issues as well. Do you agree with that? And do you think Sanders supporters in general are agreeing with that?
I think everybody agrees that that's been the case. You know, 10 years ago or 12 years ago, the first Democratic convention I watched on TV in 2004, you couldn't say the word progressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped counting how many times I heard it last night, and to hear even Clinton supporters bragging about how this was the most progressive document, our platform, that the party has ever passed. It's a point of pride now for everyone in the party. And I think part of, you know, what we know about the Clintons is that they're a very responsive political machine. They will stand up for what you give them the backing to do. And I think that we have really put ourselves into a place where we have made the Clinton campaign feel comfortable embracing these positions in a full-throated way.
Speaking again with Jeff DeLuca, who's a Democrat from Orange County representing Bernie Sanders up there in Philadelphia this week. And today's highlights, obviously, I know you already officially cast your vote for Bernie Sanders. I saw that on Facebook earlier. The roll call vote's going to be tonight. Bill Clinton's going to be speaking tonight. What other highlights can we expect?
Definitely. I'm really excited to hear from the mothers of the movement and of the Black Lives Matter movement, mm-hmm. and Sabrina Fulton, the mother of Trayvon Martin. I think it just speaks volumes of the political moment that we're in, that the mother of a young Black man killed unjustly in a racist incident can stand on a stage in prime time at the Democratic National Convention and talk about that experience. I'm expecting that to be extremely moving and a really tangible example of how the Democratic Party is moving even closer to a really strong vision of bringing about social, economic, and racial justice.
We got to let you go here in just a second, but before we do, give us a sense of how the experience is for a delegate up in Philadelphia. What are you experiencing that we're maybe not seeing on television?
You know, it's organized chaos, but there's a sense of a bustling sense of the city. You know, I've been to Philadelphia a couple times, but never experienced it like this. You have a bunch of different kinds of people from all over the country who have never all been in the same place, and it's just very exciting. It's so exciting. It can be frustrating at times, you know, when the buses aren't running as quickly as you'd like to. It's really hot, and you know, a lot of people. I'm not particularly dressed up, but you know, you see people walking around in suits, and you know, it feels like 105 out, and it's just a really dizzying experience at times, but in an exciting way, and I'm so glad I'm able to be a part of it.
Well, I hope you have a good time up there for the rest of the week. We'll talk to you again soon. Jeff DeLuca, Bernie Sanders delegate from Orange County. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.